This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay.
Let's check out arts.
Okay, let's check out the arts.
Okay, and then we can just scroll
the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond.
And then there's happy hours.
Staff picks at the Roxy Theater. Oh, that's really cool.
Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay.
And then, wait, what? How's the map work? You can search this area.
Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more.
I am seriously going to add this to my phone.
Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.
That's what we want to do.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. Every month, one of our two episodes specifically highlights a batch of songs and artists from across different genres that need to be on your radar. We'll tell you a bit about the artist, their music, and most importantly, why we're feeling them. And we call these episodes Noisemakers. We debuted the series last month, and on today's Noisemakers, we've got something extra special in store. We just got back from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, like literally just hopped off the plane. It's arguably the nation's premier showcase for rising talent, and we were on the hunt to bring you this month's soundtrack and to talk to the artist behind it. So over the last week, we navigated through the hustle and bustle of hundreds of showcases throughout essentially all of Austin's clubs and bars to bring you music and interviews from some of the festival's biggest standouts. There's New York psych pop trio Sunflower Bean, Bay Area rapper Neff the Pharaoh, English singer and producer Lapsley, and finally, New York ruckus rock duo Diet Sig. Stylistically, each of these artists vary considerably from one to the other, but they all shared in the madness at South by Southwest, and ultimately managed to poke through the crazy saturation of artists and showcases to stick out as some of our favorites. This is Noisemakers, South by Southwest edition. Sunflower Bean is a trio that's dubbed themselves as neo-psychedelic for the digital age. Now, you could take that in any way you'd like, but their brand of psych rock is definitely unique and it's total earworm fodder. The trio hails from different parts of New York and have been a staple in their local music scenes, furiously playing shows for the past couple years. Their latest album is called Human Ceremony, and it's a marriage of that neo-psych moniker coupled with the male-female vocal dichotomy of Nick Kivlin and Julia Cumming, with drummer Jacob Faber pounding away behind them on the drums. Easier Said is probably the smoothest track on Human Ceremony. It's a jangly guitar composition reminiscent of the sounds pioneered by NME Magazine's classic C86 mixtape. On the night I arrived in Austin, I sat down with Sunflower Bean in this glass-walled room that music blog La Blogothèque had set up. It was smack in the middle of this massive outdoor chilling area at Hype Hotel. I asked guitarist Nick Kivlin about his influences, not only as they pertain to that jangly guitar that appears on Easier Said, but also throughout Human Ceremony.
And I think my jangle mostly comes from captured tracks and 2010 indie rock, more than it comes from the actual, you know, sort of pioneers of that sound, which is kind of funny, except for Johnny Marr and the Smiths, who have been one of my favorite bands since I was young.
Lyrically, the song comes across like a challenge from Julia Cumming, but whether she's challenging herself or someone else isn't really clear at first.
The lyrics are kind of about maybe someone in particular that I thought was kind of represented a lot about what was kind of maybe going on in the music scene around us a little bit, or just more so like our first year not being in school and really trying to do the band and being in the thick of it, and us growing up and the people around us growing up in the scene that we've been in for a long time, kind of getting older. So I think it's kind of mostly about age and time, which is a big part of the album in general. So the lyrics are different than other songs on the album, but I think it all kind of goes into one theme.
With that, here's Easier Said by Sunflower Bean. Thank you. That was easier said by Sunflower Bean. We've linked the music video on our blog at noisepop.com/podcast. It's a good one. Check it out. Next up is Vallejo, California rapper Neff the Pharaoh. The 21-year-old's a protege of Bay Area hyphy rap legend E-40. But the song we're going to play for you is kind of a departure from that pompous bass and club feel that's typical of hyphy rap. The song Come Pick Me Up is one of those rare moments in hip-hop when a rapper who's aiming for the top with a Take No Prisoner style steps back and just gives you a window into the person behind the flashy braggadocio. It's also the most emotional moment on last year's highly regarded Neff the Pharaoh EP. When I spoke with Neff in Austin, I definitely wanted to get to know the person beneath the surface even further. I started off by asking him his take on the hip-hop hustle at South by Southwest.
Everything on 6th Street is like hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop. You can look down and it's like a sea of mixtapes on the floor from people who just throw the mixtapes down. You know, it's crazy. It's like to see all this music, to see all this art, to see all these artists.
Word. Well, you've got a bunch of singles coming out. You had Slappin' that just came out with E-40 and Dram. I feel like there's shit coming out from you on the regular. The EP is hard, the Neff the Pharaoh EP. We'll link to it on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast. And then one song in particular is called Come Pick Me Up. And what I like about that song is, you know, your music, for the most part, it's very, like, it's indicative of, like, what comes from Vallejo and kind of how it's evolved with E-40 and the hyphy movement, and you're fine-tuning it. But that song in particular, you know, I feel like you really peel back like a rough layer of skin and just really open yourself up. Tell me about Come Pick Me Up. Just tell me about that cut, man.
Come Pick Me Up is basically what you said. It's a page of my life, you know, a page of my soul. And it was really like a doorway for me showing the world what type of artist I can be and what type of art I can create. On that song, I'm kind of giving the world a little bit of all of me, you know?
Well, we're going to play that cut right now. Come Pick Me Up. Much love, Bay Area represent. Most appreciate you making the time, man.
Every single day I'm falling in and out of love. I give you all of me, and baby, that's just not enough. I give you all of me, and baby, that's just not enough. Every single day I'm falling. Every single day I'm falling. Picture my grandmama rolling up the shit like this. That's how a nigga know it's a hit. By 8, I was great cause I was sick when I was 6. I was writing raps so you was playing chopsticks. Never would I thought that Sabrina would just dip. But she came right back, I could see it in my kid. He's enjoying all my life and I'm his number one fan. If I could, I get a whole universe to my man. And speaking of a man, I love you mama, you go hard as you can. You taught a nigga right from wrong and I ain't turned out bad. Even when you was having them battles with my dad, you would never speak down on that man, and I'm glad. And shout out to my dad, you the best I ever had. A nigga in my son life, shed a tear, but I ain't sad. I apologize for me and you having our ups and downs. But me being your baby boy, I turned it all around. And I look up to Sante like she 10 feet from the ground. That's my motherfucking idol, that's my motherfucking round. Your baby brother really ain't a baby no more. I had a baby and I can't buy a lick at the store. And back when it went down, the situation wasn't dope. But I'm a diamond in the rough sometimes. In life, I gotta glow. I'ma always be around, let my little nigga know. Put a smile on his face and tell him that his pops go. And even though me and your mama ain't the best friends, we work with each other, so I love King Gwen. That nigga K Jules my backboard like a motherfucker. I remember nights when we was poor like a motherfucker. Posted in them South Vallejo rooms, making hella beats. Never let you sell them, no. Always get them shits to me. One day, the Lord gave Jules a chance. My brother made the beat for drama, do my dance. The hood on, the whole wind rush had a wind pimp. As Pookie niggas felt like we won a ship. Then hyphy died and that song really wasn't shit. Now niggas walking around the rush looking ignorant. We started hitting licks, robbing Taki Mans and shit. The plan was getting rich, but we ain't never think of it. The hood started slowly going down like a sinking ship. Real niggas moving out, bitch niggas moving in. Every day I thank the Lord to me to save me then. Probably would've been dead or in jail on some many shit. You glamorized the hood and poverty, I came from it. I was still a nigga, didn't let it change me then. 6th grade school days, I lost my first friend.
R.I.P. the bird, I hope to see your face again. And if I see the day, I let a nigga do me in. I got angels in the field and I'ma see the crew again. But every single day I'm falling in and out of love. I give you all of me and baby, that's just not enough. And every single day I'm falling, come pick me up. And every single day I'm falling, come pick me up. But every single day I'm falling in and out of love. I give you all of me and baby, that's just not enough. Every single day I'm falling, come pick me up. And every single day I'm falling, come pick me up. You should drive by and say hi, you should. I am doing just fine, yes Lord, I'm good. Yes Lord, I'm good. Yes Lord, I'm good. You should drive by and say hi, you should. I am doing just fine, yes Lord, I'm good. Yes Lord, I'm good. Yes Lord, I'm good.
That was Come Pick Me Up by Neff the Pharaoh.
1 month of February, keep on holding on, and I never show.
Lapsley is a singer and producer from England. She just dropped her LP Long Way Home on the XL Recordings label. Her track Falling Short opens with a lush piano, followed by snaps, and then Lapsley's elegant vocals.
It's not too far to carry this. You could say this is not too far to carry this.
You'll note that what sounds like a male vocal duet on the track with her is just Lapsley actually tweaking her own vocals to make it seem like it's a male-female duet. It's a super interesting vocal effect. I was able to catch up with Lapsley just before she played a show at the Promised Land Church and was able to ask her about how she manipulates those vocals on Falling Short.
Yeah, I suppose it's just drop vocals. I prefer the male tone. Most of the female artists that I would listen to had more of an androgynous voice, like Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone, and so I naturally wanted one of my own vocals to sound more on that end of the spectrum. And I like to use it to kind of portray a different point of view. That was one of the first songs that I did in a more advanced studio setup than my own bedroom. And yeah, it's about someone, it's about me. It's like falling short in a relationship, like not quite reaching where you want to be with it. It was all around the time of Valentine's Day. So for some reason, I just started to get carried away with the concept of Valentine's Day being the pinnacle point of where you want to be in a relationship. So
tell us a little bit about the road that you took from the EP to now the album finally coming out on XL.
So it was really funny. I just recently found out that loads of country albums in America are called Long Way Home, but I didn't know that. So people were like, it's a very common name. I was like, oh, sorry. Oh, so basically, I started producing when I was 17, 2 years ago. And then a few months after my first stuff was put on SoundCloud, I got interest from labels. So I signed a publishing deal and moved to London when I was 17. And carried on writing and producing, and then got signed to XL Recordings. And so the past year, I've just been gigging and making the album.
1 month of February, keep on holding on, and I know it's short, and I know it's short. One month of February, keep on holding on, and I know it's short. And I know it's short. And it's times like these. And it's days like these. And it's times like these. And it's days like it's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short. It's not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Not too far to carry. And it's times like these. And it's
got you first.
And there's times like these, and this day is like, it's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short.
Cause you can say this is not too far to have.
It's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short.
Cause you can say this is not too far to have. Not too far to carry this.
Because you took something away from yourself. Come back to this route and not take your heart to higher self. Heart to higher self.
Not too far to carry.
Because you took something away from yourself. Come back to this route. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this.
That was Falling Short by Lapsley. Finally, we have New York duo Diet Sig. I talked with Alex Luciano and Noah Bowman on Saturday on South by Southwest final afternoon after their third show of the day and 12th overall. On their track Harvard, Bowman's drumming and Luciano's wild guitar riffs beneath her sweet vocals remind me of some crazy role reversal of what the White Stripes used to do, but replace the White Stripes' blues with Diet Sig's punk. I tagged along with Diet Sig after the last show and hopped into their van for a chat, where I got the lowdown about our final Noisemakers track of the show, the super fun single Harvard, and also what the hustle is like for one of South by Southwest's busiest bands.
I think we did a good job of keeping our energy up and like we had so much fun, but it was like the ultimate hustle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people asked us, were like, would you do this again? Would you do as many shows as you did? And at the moment, like right after we'd play, I'd be like, I don't want to do anything ever again.
Yeah.
And then they're like, think about it, and you're like, South by is so fun because you just like, you're like, see your friends that are in bands and they're just like, you're flipping each other off while you're walking by for fun just because you're like, oh, you're going through this too, we're going through this too, like, I can't believe we're doing this, hey, what's up, see you later, bye.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
So the Over Easy EP on Father Daughter Records, there's a song we're gonna play. Tell us a little bit about Harvard.
Well, Harvard is about my ex-boyfriend from high school, and it's kind of like a fun, like, fucky song too, just like when relationships go sour and then, you know, someone is dating someone new and they think that like, oh, they're doing so much better, and they're usually not. And it was kind of me just being like, don't think like you're better off without me, obviously you're not. And so that was like actually the first song we wrote as Diet Sig in the studio. We were like, oh, like this is really fun, like let's try this. And once we wrote that, we were like, we could do some more, like, let's try out some more. And so it's definitely one of my favorite songs of ours, and it has a lot of, like, it's very cathartic for me to play because it, like, pulls off of my real experiences.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play Harvard now. Thank you so much. To our listeners, go see Diet Sig, especially if you're kind of feeling down a little bit and you need that, that musical pick-me-up. Thank you so much, and, yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Cool. We're Diet Sig. Bye.
Trust her more than me.
to be in an Ivy League sweater, but your work shoes on, and talk about
That was Harvard by Diet Sig. And this has been Noisemakers South by Southwest edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for next month. We'll have two new episodes for you, including another batch of more Noisemakers. For a full track list of all the music you heard in today's episode, as well as photos and music videos, check out this episode's blog post at noisepop.com/podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Pop podcast if you haven't already, and we'd love to read your comments on iTunes and Stitcher. The Noise Pop podcast is recorded at Different First Studios. Our producer is Ashley Ann Kriegbaum. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. I'd like to thank our guests, Sunflower Bean, Neff the Pharaoh, Lapsley, and Diet Sig. And I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Thanks again for joining us. Cheers.